I'm sure you know that we all get depressed. Seriously, sometimes. Most of us probably think about throwing in the towel at some point. She paused. And, God knows, we all make mistakes. All of the above, in my case. She looked at Brent. I could be wildly wrong, but my sense of you is that you're a good person, not a bad one. The words worked their way through Brent's brain. That he might, in fact, be like everyone else was a foreign idea, never considered. That he could have done what he'd done and still be good was an even more startling notion. He remembered the note from the motel maid. No one is alone with Jesus. Jesus forgave you no matter what you'd done, but that was his business, and the priests, and ministers. They were professional forgivers. They said, it's okay, the same way your parents said they loved you, whether they meant it or not. This, though, was different. Hearing himself forgiven freely by someone he trusted. He wasn't sure, though, that she knew enough to forgive him. He told her the story in detail. It didn't seem to change her mind.
Brent has finally told someone, the painter, his story, and she forgave him for what he did. She told him that she could be wrong, but her sense is that he's a good person, not a bad one. What do you think? Can Brent ever believe again that he's a good person? Do you think he is? Does Brent deserve to be forgiven and to lead a normal life? Or should he always suffer for what he did? Let's keep reading. We're on the third paragraph on page 129, where it says, "The sun lowered toward the hills."
The sun lowered toward the hills. Brent declined the woman's offer of dinner. He felt talked out. Producing the camera, he took four pictures of the whirligig from various angles and distances, the last one with the painter beside it. They exchanged farewells. Brent continued into town. He bought groceries, then scented food coming from the diner nearby, and decided he couldn't wait to eat until he made it back to the camp.